It is time for Willie Hallahan to join us as we kick off hour number two here on Sunday morning. It is, of course, Sporting a Cause. Now, you can find the website that Willie runs, sportingacause.com, where they list events that are all fundraisers and somehow, some way tied to sporting activities. And Willie also joins us every week on a Sunday. We recap some of the things that are coming up that are on that page. Willie, good to speak to you today, and good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. Great to hear your voice, and boy, what weather we're having, right?
You know, I'm not going to complain. And people always say to me in the summertime, y'all like hot weather now? And I always say, yes.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how we go from you know, appreciating the first warm days to, man, it's too hot.
It can never get too hot or warm for me. All right, Willie, well, what's going on in our area?
Well, there are some things. Along with this warm weather, there's an opening up of events. There's reasons for optimism and some events that still aren't ready to be in person. I'll talk about that combination. As we know now, Lime Rock Park was sold. It was announced last week. And I was interested to see if that was going to affect their community outreach programs. Lots of times when a company changes hands, it changes all kinds of things internally. Because there, every year they commit to a major cause that they support throughout their season of racing, as well as a number of small causes. And, Marshall, you know that because Robinhood Radio has been the beneficiary, one of the smaller local charities. But anyway, what appears from their website is that that's all intact. And again, this year they will be supporting the Connecticut chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. They did it last year, and they're going to do it again this year. So anyway, that was comforting to see. And I'll be putting the Lime Rock's schedule of racing events on my website shortly. Also, the Foothills BMX program will be starting their season the beginning of May. This is a BMX bicycle track in Torrington that hosts weekly competitions from May through October. And the first time I visited this place, Marshall, I was blown away. I really didn't know much about the place, but their facility is incredible. They got a 1/5-mile paved track. This isn't flat riding. The BMX is the track is undulating. They have hairpin turns, bumps. The bikes get airborne, and they can draw up to 150 kids every Sunday for their competitions. And it reminds me a little bit of SWAS's junior jumping program. You know, both programs give kids an athletic outlet different from traditional team sports like soccer and baseball. Not every child is drawn to a team sport. But the both of them clearly instill confidence, self-confidence in these kids, and it can carry that with them the rest of their lives. It's a great program. Anyway, they race. They have competitions every Sunday. There's a very modest entry fee of like $10 for kids. And every week is actually a fundraiser because they support the operations of the organization, which is a nonprofit. But there are four or five events throughout the season that support outside nonprofits, and I'll be listing those as they come up. The Gilbert School is one of those programs that sadly is not going to hold their events this year. They always have the Blue and Gold Golf Tournament and 5K race. It's every spring. Their golf tournament has always been the first one on my schedule. And this year they've decided to cancel both for 2021. It's too bad. They raise money for their athletic programs, and I think, Marshall, the schools are going to have a difficult time. If the fundraiser is school related, it's going to be difficult because schools have their own protocols. They come with their own set of challenges. Let's face it, there's politics and all kinds of things involved with school reopening. Do they do it in person? Do they do it remotely? Do they do some combination? So if they've got some sort of fundraising event that would typically be in person, it becomes more problematic than a typical nonprofit that chooses to hold an event, if you see what I mean. Their events are canceled for this year, and I suspect any other school-related fundraisers will probably be doing the same for the duration of this year, and we can just aim towards 2022 to try to get back to normal. Today is the second day of the Berkshire South Community Center Swimathon. That was a two-day event, and that wraps up today. The Hotchka School Splash is happening this afternoon. They're raising money for the Jane Lloyd Fund. The Spring Splash was canceled, and the Hotchka School kids are doing their own version of it to try to help out the Jane Lloyd Fund. They raised $1,000 last year and hope to do better this year. The Mohonk Preserve Rock and Snow Bridge to Bridge 5-mile run is being held virtually this year. Excuse me, it started yesterday, and registrants can either run at the preserve's course or wherever they want, and that runs through next Sunday. You can run the race and turn in your time. You can find out at Sporting a Cause how to do that. The Millbrook Marathon is running probably as we speak. This is a first-year event that was sponsored by the Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club. It's an in-person race, and almost as soon as they announced they're having the run, they filled up. My suspicion is that they limited the attendance to better keep distancing and so forth. So anyway, it filled up quickly, and maybe next year it'll be open to a wider range of runners and more people can take advantage of it. Also today, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club is holding the Steel Challenge match for 22 caliber and rimfire pistols and rifles. This is different than the ham and turkey shoots I report on throughout the year. Those are just shotgun events where they try to hit one of their pellets hits closest to the center of a paper target. This is more of a competition requiring marksmanship. And there are several sprinkled throughout the summer and fall seasons. And there are archery events, too, that I'll be talking about. And all of those raise money for the Rod and Gun Club's programs and facilities. Next Saturday, Bring On the Heat annual 5K run and walk is returning in person in Bethlehem. It'll benefit the Bethlehem Food Fuel Bank. Next Sunday, April 18th, is the Ride to End Alzheimer's Spring Challenge. This is a bicycling event that's held virtually. You ride, you raise funds and ride your own route. This is the first of three major events hosted by the Alzheimer's Association. The next one will be the Longest Day on June 20th. And the third one will be the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which happens in the fall. And I'll have all the information on my website. And on an Alzheimer's-related issue, Marshall, I wanted to read a piece that I found on the on Facebook a couple, 3 weeks ago. When I saw it as son of an Alzheimer's sufferer, it resonated with me, and I thought it might resonate with others. So I shared it on Facebook, and I was blown away by the response it got, the number of likes and comments I got. Clearly, it's something that resonates with people who have an Alzheimer's or dementia family member. What it is is a psychologist was asked by someone what they should do when their parent talks about people long dead as if they're alive. Should they correct them or go along with it? And I'd like to read that today. It's a nice response, and it's almost poetry in a way, the way the professional worded it. The question to this psychologist was, how do I answer my dad with dementia when he talks about his mom and dad being alive? Do I go along with it or tell him they have passed away? And this is the answer. Enter into his reality and enjoy it. He doesn't need to be oriented, quote unquote. Thank God the days are gone when people with advanced dementia were tortured by huge calendars and reminder signs, and loved ones were urged to orient them to some boring current reality. If Dad spends most of his time in 1959, sit with him. Ask questions he didn't have time for before. Ask about people long dead but alive to him. Learn, celebrate your heritage. His parents are alive to him. Learn more about your grandparents. If he tells the same story over and over, appreciate it as if it's music. and you keep coming back to the beautiful refrain. This isn't playing along to pacify the old guy. This is an opportunity to communicate and treasure memories real but out of time. And I thought this was great. When my father had Alzheimer's 20-plus years ago, the notion was you corrected them. You know, they mentioned someone who's had passed away as if they're still alive. You go, no, Dad, you know, your parents died, years and years ago, and it bothered me because you could see the added confusion on their face, and it's comforting to see that whole notion has been reversed because it's better for everybody.
You know, listening to you, Willie, my mother passed away, and she went from dementia into Alzheimer's. And I used to visit her every day, 2.5 hours midday and then 3 hours at night. And we would talk, and she would say the same stories over and over. But then unique things would happen where a nurse would come in the room. And the nurse triggered something in her mind that all of a sudden she started talking about where she used to dance at a dance hall. My brother and I look back on our last 2.5 years with our mom, and we enjoyed it. We laughed because there are certain things that struck her that just came out. And, you know, in the beginning, she would look and she'd talk, and you could tell when she didn't realize who you were. But then all of a sudden, in the early stages, something would click. And she would recognize right away. So as sad as it is to the people who have a parent or a grandparent or a brother or whatever that's going into Alzheimer's, you look at the person and you just appreciate that. And you hope, and you know, deep inside, hey, they're all there, and they and they're living in a universe that only they can comprehend and understand. And it's real tough for people outside it. But our saving grace was the great folks from hospice. They just knew exactly how to treat us and how to treat my mom. So hearing that poem that you read is pretty amazing.
And I guess the takeaway is that, you learn a way to treat your loved one in a way that helps them out, but also you can still learn. They're not just ramblings by someone who's losing their mind. It's lots of times it's good, valuable family information that you might not have heard before, so it's benefiting everybody as long as we approach it the right way.
All right. Great job, Willie.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks so much for having me on.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. You can find his website at sportingacause.com.